And so all of a sudden you have all these buildings, and Chuck, the previous assessor, sent out a letter saying, hey, Empire owns your property. We've been trying to settle. Of course, there are lawsuits with the title company. We're dragged in because we are the utility. Our plan and hope has been to be able to eventually make those owners whole and quiet title that back to them so they, in exchange for a flowage easement, which is all we need to run the project. We need those rights, but we need the rights. They're there now. In that deed, there is what's called a right to occupy. So they are there legally. We are not forcibly trying to remove them or anything. They do have an implied right to occupy. But once the litigation gets settled, the plan is to make them whole, and all we're going to use it for is flowage. So we're not leasing or doing anything down there.
Will they have to remove their buildings then when you settle everything?
That would not at our, not because of us. We wouldn't require it. So we have no plan to disrupt that. We're just trying to, it was one of those things that happened. Title companies didn't pick it up. All the development got made and nobody caught it. And then it all came. That's the litigation.
So this kind of goes back to the good corporate citizen. If I can say, oh, sorry, tear down, you're out. There, I don't think I'll do it. They're not
And I think this is this little last example on here. This is 7000. This is a long sliver of water with just a little piece of land down across from Branson Landing. I think the whole piece is under 2 acres, but it's very narrow. Even the part that's in the water is really narrow. And the part that's on land, it's hard to be exact with the part of that's on land, but it's you know, we're talking 5,000 feet, maybe square feet of land that's in the floodplain along the shore up there, and the value on that piece was $130,682 an acre for that sliver of water and land, and you know, I just, you know, most of that is water. I think I think that's 1.85 acres of water, and then a little sliver of land that's along the. And this is high level, and I know there's a lot of parcels and a lot of questions that need to be filled in and answered. But these were just a kind of a sampling of some parcels, and a lot of on these maps, the adjoining parcels are maybe similar, they may be slightly different, but. That's the type of property that we've been taking a look at.
Did you find the adjoining parcels on this classification issue that most of the adjoining parcels are ag?
Yes. I mean, it depends on the area. So there's some that are ag, and there's some that are residential. But it's and just from our standpoint, we don't look at what the last year's assessment numbers were to come up with our values. We're just trying to take a fresh look at this. So from our standpoint, you know, we're trying to look at this new. I mean, these are all new parcels to us, and just try to look at them on a case-by-case basis. Okay. Any questions? Or? Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any other? I mean, my suggestion would be that if we're going to table this, that we make sure that we've asked the questions, or we get a list together, perhaps even of the things that we want to see.
Well, I'd like to see the. I'm assuming you're going to have the old assessed value and the new assessed value is there, and then any
kind of comments
like underwater or whatever.
2021, 2022 is what we believe it is, so that you have 2 years worth or whatever to on each parcel. You can identify as to whether it's in the floodplain or not. You can put a little legend and identify things. Happy to answer and do whatever. You guys need to help make a decision. I think you know, we'd also probably suggest not only the value, but whether we would want it commercial or agricultural, just to, to make that. I guess it is tough on timing, right? So I think you guys have to do it by Monday the 31st. And is that too late? So well, we need to back it up the week before?
Right now, our last day is scheduled to be the 27th.
That's a Thursday?
And you were not going to be here that day. Okay.
Could we, as you're thinking this through, would you consider doing, to the extent there are, is a need for a follow-up hearing, is that what you're thinking? Because we can send in a spreadsheet for you to review and then make a decision on that.
Yeah, I'm not saying you all need to come back down.
Okay,
I mean, I want to make sure and try to ask all our questions today.
We
can.
Also
I don't want to make
set up a situation. If you have more questions, we can do a video conference or something.
Sure.
Something like that.
Well, we certainly can do teleconference right here, but if we need to, I want to let the assessor, before we make a decision on what we're going to do today, I want to let the assessor comment on some of these. Do you have any comments on any of these?
I'm looking here if it's something you can see on your price per square foot on your beacon that I've set up for you. That's pretty much what we did. I mean, from my standpoint as the assessor, anything on the lake is valuable right now. I mean, it's incredibly valuable. And so, you know, like the landing, like I said, on that side, it was $6 a square foot because that's what they're paying going up the street and straight up Main Street to the highway. That's what the value is on that land. And so as you got further down, we would go, you know, the underwater rate, and then we would also have, you know, as you went downstream, $3 a square foot for the first so many feet or where it was, or that's how I came up with the values that I had.
And I understand what you're saying. On that particular piece, that sliver piece, the majority of that was in the water and was in the water at $6 a square foot.
So if you're on yours and you pick up one of their parcels and you go to price per square foot, you can see where I'm at on a lot of these. Like this one that's the sliver here that ends in 7.0, all the way along there, you can see, like, at one point I'm 10 cents a square foot. At another point, where you're right on the land for the landing, it was like 344. So all their numbers, they just put them in acres where I was pricing them out like we do for commercial land.
And the assessor's argument is that it's all commercial?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're running a business and making money off of that land.
Okay. And would you like, is there anything else that you would like to say about that? Okay. And your rates, you have a specific rate that you've had for underwater property and then other property, or is it in comparison to stuff around it? How are you rating this?
Again, on the underwater, we were at 160, and we'd been there for, I believe, a couple decades. And so I went to 500 because doing the other properties, realizing where we were exponentially, how much we'd gone up on those, that's how I got to that figure. But then when I spoke with the state tax commission, because someone came to help me on the other part, because we also do utilities, I have to account for all the electrical line in the county, et cetera. So she mentioned that the other counties that have the same underwater, that they're between 600 and 650. And she named off three or four counties or more. So I'm low compared to other counties with the same circumstance.
Okay, and anything else?
No, sir.
Matt or anybody else, do you want to respond to her?
I mean, from an appraisal perspective, you want to talk about the water?
Well, if you want to talk, but the $500 an acre, that's what we're trying to justify that. We were putting that in as a placeholder because we understood that that was the kind of the assessor's position was $500 an acre.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we haven't been able to put our hands on actual any actual market evidence, which that's what our job is, right?
Sure.
Mirror the market. And so what is somebody willing to pay for those parcels? And that sliver piece, you know, I understand the commercial property on Branson Landing might be going for $6 a foot. This is on the other side of the lake. It's almost all in the water. And the shape, and there's no utility to the site. There's no commercial use on a piece of property that's 15 feet wide in the floodplain in our opinion.
Understand.
But I wasn't that high across the lake, but on the landing side.
But just to address the $500 an acre, and I think if you take these and you look at them, you'll see that what Dynan did to come up with kind of our preliminary value is use the $500 an acre.
Understand.
Even though we don't agree with it, we used it for purposes of this analysis, and what we found is that I assume, again, big county, a lot of property, I get it, but I think there were some errors. If she was trying to apply $500 an acre on the waters, it didn't show up that way in the values. Like this first example was at $1 million, and if you applied the $500 per acre, you get $11,000.
What you'd like to do, though, is to have them value these properties and send the proposed value for each sliver?
Well, I mean, it depends on... I mean, can you do it?
I mean, we're gonna have to... Yeah,
It wouldn't be an appraisal, right? It would be a...
Understand.
It would be a informed... You know, inform, spend a lot of time, look at what we think is a justifiable value.
So if we give you a week, I mean, that's kind of what we're unfortunately kind of looking at to an extent. I mean,
I think we'll do our very best. We'll do our best to get through all of them if we can.
I think I'd rather have all three of us here for that.
That'd be the last.
That'd be the 26th. Is your last day, unless we come back
the
on the 31st.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So what do you have in your mind as far as what happens on a week from today? Like we do a video conference, we come here, we send you a spreadsheet.
I don't know about the rest of the board, but I mean I certainly don't want to require you to come down here again. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. We'll be happy to either try to set up video or just audio or whatever the case may be. You're asking us for a decision as opposed to pushing this off the state tax.
We'd like a decision,
and I understand that. We're going to make a decision one way or the other.
Right.
But you know, I don't. I mean, I want to give the opportunity to get me something. And I understand that you've got some time crunch here. But I could make a motion to table it until the 26th because one of our board members is not going to be here on the 27th. There's an outside possibility that we'd have to go to the 31st if we can't, for some reason, get everything done we need to, which would actually give you a few more days. But we would like to be done by the 26th if we can. That's what we'd like to do.
So would that mean you would need to see the spreadsheet by...
I'd like to see the spreadsheet. Yeah, I mean, as soon as you can get it to us, I mean, obviously, but I mean, if you can get it to us, we can set it... You know, afternoon of the 26th, and sometime in that time frame, we don't.
I think the point is we'll do that, right? We'll get it to you.
Yeah, we'll do what we got to do.
And we'll start, you know, from highest property down to be real, whatever. Okay. I don't know if it's in the order of the cards or what.
Okay.
You know, if there's some we can't get to, we're going to have to identify those and let you know that. Right.
And you can tell, but I hope by some of the questions I've asked, I'm asking, you know, about for these properties that aren't underwater, you know, what does FERC require you, and what, you know, I mean, is there value to these properties? I mean, could you sell them? What would they sell for? You know, if you've got restrictions on them, we obviously want to look at that. But I just I'd like to see what those are. I can see some of this, but
what I'm anticipating, and again we can talk about this. What I'm anticipating is a proposed value. We would have for each parcel, we would start with their valuation of the parcel as it is.